Well, hello everybody, and welcome this week to Talking Flutes Extra with me, Jean-Paul Wright. As you can probably hear, there's water going on in the background, and that's because unusually I'm not at home in my little studio where I do the podcasting. I'm actually up in the north of England in a beautiful part of the world called the Peak District, and I've been walking in this rather cold March weather, and I've come across this beautiful little stream, and I've been thinking about the podcast for this week. Yeah, I'm normally really well organized, but didn't really have a clue on what I was going to talk about this week. And then walking up towards Kinderscout, where it's quite a big hill in this part of the world, and I had this idea, and I thought I would go back to a topic that I spoke about a long time ago, and it's about comparison and the burden of perfection. So I've come down and found it's really quite cold here, but I've come and sat down by the side of this stream, which is why you can still hear it, and I'm just going to record a podcast into my iPhone. Now, I really don't know how this is going to come out. I will put it through my Adobe Audition suite when I get back. But yes, this is the Talking Flutes Extra podcast this week from Derbyshire in the UK. A big shout out, as always, to our sponsors. I can't forget them, TJ Flutes, who have been supportive of this podcast channel since we started, probably 7 years ago now. So, liberating ourselves from the chains of musical comparison. That's quite a long title, isn't it? But in the intricate tapestry of our musical expression, the quest to be true to oneself often encounters a formidable obstacle, which is comparison. The impulse to measure one's own musical journey against others really does hinder creativity. It stifles our growth and ultimately erodes the joy of our music making. So in however long this podcast is going to be, I'll try and delve, if I can remember, into the critical importance of freeing ourselves from self-limiting factors, particularly the pervasive influence of comparison. Comparison is like a subtle melody playing in the background and can insidiously seep into a musician's psyche. We've all had it, we've all experienced it, and the allure lies in the seemingly innocent act of evaluating ourselves against others. However, this comparison game is deceptive, and it often overshadows the unique attributes and strengths that each of us, every musician, brings to the musical table. Every musician is a composer of their own symphony. I think we can all agree that, can't we? And our performance is complete with distinctive notes, rhythms, and harmonies. So to free oneself from the limiting shackles of comparison, it is imperative to recognize and also embrace one's uniqueness. And if that's the starting point, then if we can get over that we are each one of us unique to the next musician, we have an excellent baseline in which to begin this process. The qualities that set a flute player or musician apart, whether it be a distinctive tone, a particular approach to phrasing, or a signature style, really are the ingredients that contribute to the richness of the musical landscape. Comparison can therefore inadvertently lead us down the perilous path of uniformity, striving to replicate the sound or style of another artist, and this can result in a loss of individuality. So it's essential to realise that the beauty of music lies in its diversity. The key lies in transforming that inspiration into authenticity. It's not about imitating, but assimilating, incorporating influences into one's musical vocabulary. This process allows us to build upon our strengths whilst weaving a tapestry that is uniquely ours, taking influences and preferences from other players. Comparison often fixates on the destination, an exam, a performance, which is a mirage of perceived success that distracts us from the true essence of our musical journey. We instead, and I believe this, should shift our focus from external benchmarks, I know that's really hard in society today, to internal growth and progress. By setting personal goals and celebrating small victories, however you intend to measure that, the journey that we're on becomes a source of joy and fulfillment, unburdened by the weight of comparison. Now, in an era dominated by social media, the pressure to compare oneself to others can be particularly pronounced. I mean, musicians have to navigate these digital landscapes with caution. We have to recognise that curated online personas may not reflect the true depth of an artist's journey. By crafting authentic narratives and sharing the highs and lows, musicians contribute to a more genuine and supportive musical community. Every one of us are human, and social media has this really weird preference for almost throwing out look what I can do and look how I can play it. And that leads us back to the original point of comparison. Well, I can't play like that. I can't sound like that. So we need to sort of build a supportive ecosystem of really collaborating, not competing. And I know that's hard in this world of competing for jobs and doing flute competitions or music competitions. But the ethos of music thrives in collaboration rather than competition. I mean, we should actively seek out and nurture supportive communities where the emphasis is on collaboration and this shared passion that we're on. By building connections with our fellow artists, musicians can create an ecosystem that encourages individual expression without the stifling shadow of comparison. So in the quest, it's getting quite cold here, but I'm going to carry on waffling into my iPhone and just see how far we get with this. But in the quest for musical mastery, the practice room becomes our sanctuary where we can forge our skills and refine our craft. However, this sacred space or often becomes a battleground of self-doubt, fueled by concerns about negative comments, the shadows of comparison, and the elusive pursuit of perfection. Let's look. I mean, negative comments, when viewed through the lens of constructive criticism, can be a powerful catalyst for improvements. Musicians, therefore, I believe, cultivate a mindset that sees feedback where possible, not as a personal attack, but as a valuable tool for refinement. I very much believe that by separating the critique from one's identity, we can extract useful insights that propel us forward on our musical journey. But I do know that, and I do appreciate that, not all feedback holds equal weight, and we should develop the skill of filtering comments. Recognizing the source, the context, and the intent behind feedback allows us to discern what is genuinely beneficial from what may be subjective or literally relevant. This discernment empowers us to focus on constructive insights while disregarding noise that may hinder our creative spirit. Now, my grandfather told me many, many years ago to never accept criticism from somebody who you wouldn't take advice from. I hold this small piece of wisdom close to this day. It really doesn't help that the pursuit of perfection in music is an elusive endeavour, akin really to chasing a mirage in the desert. We have to liberate ourselves from this burden of perfection and almost embrace the beauty of imperfection, because it's in the nuances, the unexpected and the genuine expressions that the true essence of our music emerges. Understanding that perfection is an unattainable ideal frees us to explore and experiment fearlessly. See, the concept of growth mindset was, if I remember correctly, popularized by psychologist Carol Dweck, and is particularly relevant in the realm of musical practice. Instead of viewing abilities as fixed traits, musicians with a growth mindset see challenges as opportunities to learn and improve. And this perspective fosters resilience, which in turn is a crucial quality in navigating the inevitable setbacks and plateaus that we experience on this long and winding path to excellence. And again, excellence is an opinion, not a fact. Our practice sessions are vulnerable moments where self-doubt may be amplified by these echoes of comparison. So we should consciously shift our focus from external benchmarks to internal growth, and regular self-reflection, goal setting, and acknowledging our progress contributes to this positive feedback loop that in turn reinforces the intrinsic value of our musical journey, not that of somebody else, but our own. Practicing the flute is not solely about repetition. I know we do it all the time, but it's not. It really is a journey of exploration, and we should infuse our practice routines with a sense of curiosity and joy. And I know, I get it. There is so many years I've been practicing where I haven't felt curiosity and I haven't felt joy. But when I look back, was there growth there? Or was I just sort of plateauing because I wasn't searching for things? Experimenting with different techniques and styles and genres not only enhances our versatility, but it keeps our artistic spirit alive. The practice room, well, it then becomes a playground, a space where mistakes are, let's put it, opportunities for discovery. Another area which, as you will know if you follow these podcasts, is that I'm really into the use of mindfulness and how that impacts the general well-being of flute players and musicians. And mindful practice emphasizes quality over quantity, because it encourages us to focus on specific elements with intention. So many people, you hear them say, I practiced 6 hours today, I practiced 7 hours today, and you may have practiced 2 hours, and it makes you feel automatically worse off. You feel as though you're missing out, you're losing something, but you're not. Quality over quantity. By breaking down complex passages, homing in on challenging transitions, and practicing with heightened awareness, it enhances the efficiency of our practice sessions. And this approach ultimately will minimize our frustration and generally does foster a deeper connection with our instrument. The stage, that stage that we stand on, the stage that we go in front of the audience, the stage in front of the examiner, the stage in front of our teacher even, should be a platform for our musical expression, not a courtroom for self-evaluation. Do you know, I quite like that. Not a courtroom for self-evaluation. I have to remember to write that down. We should liberate ourselves from this paralysing fear of judgment, recognising that each and every performance of ours and of other people is a unique opportunity to communicate and connect with an audience. Embracing vulnerability on stage also allows for an authentic and memorable musical experience for all those there and for ourselves. So as I'm sitting on this side of this stream, I'm actually getting really quite cold, and I'm very aware that I'm starting to lose feeling in my left hand. So to conclude this very brief podcast, the liberation of yourself, you listening to this podcast, from self-limiting factors really does involve a dual process. The first part is an internal journey of our own, breaking free from the chains of comparison, recognizing our individual strengths and fostering a positive mindset. The second part is an external exploration, practicing with intention, embracing constructive feedback, and understanding that perfection is a myth. So, as you embark on this holistic approach to flute playing, you really will begin to unlock the true potential of your artistry and pave the way for fulfilling, authentic, and ultimately, and that's all that we want, a happy musical journey. Wherever we stand on the ladder of flute playing fraternity, each and every one of us has a place. So, thanks for listening to my waffling today. I need to go and find a coffee because these March mornings should probably not be spent sat next to a stream on a cold day without gloves on. So thanks for joining me this week on Talking Flutes Extra. May your week be beautiful and musically fulfilling. And let me choose high F sharp, third octave F sharp. May that be perfectly resonant. Because, as usual, mine never is. Cheerio, everybody. Talking Flutes and Talking Flutes Extra are podcast productions by the Trevor James Flute Company. For more information, visit trevorjamesflutes.com.